Welcome to episode 173 of The Lab. I'm your host, Brad Barton. There are a couple of links with more information on the show page today, and you can find them by visiting thelabwithbrad.com. After the end of the Ordovician came the Silurian. It lasted for about 25 million years, from 443.8 million years ago to the beginning of the Devonian period, about 419 million years ago. The Ordovician period had ended with some extreme ice ages and a drop in sea level. The Silurian was much warmer. The ice sheets may have entirely disappeared. The supercontinent Gondwana was still located in the southern hemisphere, but it was moving northward. It stretched from the equator down to the South Pole. The plate that contained North America was moving southeast. By the end of the period, it collided with another plate and formed a mountain range. In the oceans, the dominant predators were the sea scorpions, one particular variety of which could reach more than 10 feet long. It was the largest arthropod to have lived on our planet. It had compound eyes and large sharp claws with which it hunted fish. With that kind of predator around, it's not surprising that fish started to develop armor. The first jawed fish appear in the fossil record. They were no longer just sucking up ooze from the bottom of the ocean. Some of them were actively hunting other creatures. The first jawed fish were called spiny sharks. That name is somewhat misleading. They weren't actually sharks. They had traits in common with both bony and cartilaginous fish. Bony fish have skeletons made of actual bone. Cartilagic fish use cartilage for their skeleton instead. The first sharks appeared. Evidence for them actually dates from the Ordovician, various types of scales. But those scales might have come from other types of fish. Not everyone was convinced that sharks had shown up that early. By the Silurian, the first sharks arrived. On land, the lichens that appeared in the Ordovician had begun to make enough soil for new plants to appear, including the first plant to have vascular tissue, tube-like tissues that could draw water and nutrients up from the roots and into the rest of the plant. It didn't have leaves as of yet, and it wasn't very big, only a few centimeters tall. The first entirely land-based animals appear in the fossil record, like the Pneumodesmus. This is a tiny, 1-centimeter-long fragment of a millipede. Trace evidence of such animals exists in the Ordovician, but this is the first fossil of the actual body of one of these creatures. It included openings in its body, interpreted as spiracles. Spiracles are the way that small arthropods and insects breathe. The earliest centipedes show up about 10 million years later, and it took another 50 million years before vertebrates got onto the land. There's some evidence for various predatory arthropods, like arachnids. This suggests a somewhat more complicated food web than we see in the fossil record, since in order to have predators, you have to have something that is eating plants for them to prey on. The early small fish and the life on land would diversify in the Devonian. And we'll talk about the Devonian next time. See you then.